Do you guys have copies of that report? We can keep.
What? I'm sorry.
He's got copies. Some light reading.
Please, I have a copy.
Killing too many trees.
Okay.
Next,
Mr.
Walton.
President, thank you. Next item is a comprehensive land use plan update and discussion. I place this agenda item for today in light of recent attention paid to the process by which we've engaged for the comprehensive land use plan. Thought it'd be good to have an update for council and let you know what's been taking place. As you recall, we've had a comp plan workshop back two weeks ago, February 7th. And since then, we've had a lot of conversation. I've had a lot of conversation with several stakeholders, both elected and appointed officials, as well as stakeholders in the community about the plan moving forward. We've actually also met with McCormick Taylor to scope out how we see the comp plan evolving, and had a lot of good discussions, and I can update you today regarding that. McCormick Taylor right now is working on updating all the data that will go into the comp plan, and it's really looking at the current statistics and data that's contained in this current plan and how that will be contained in the update or the new plan. So they've been working, they have that data or have parts of that data and statistics that will be utilized for the update that's going to take place in the next year and a half. I have been working with members of the Planning and Zoning Commission as well to scope out how we want to have their involvement. And right now, I can tell you that Planning and Zoning Commission has asked to host a workshop. March 8th is the date that we're looking at. We're going to have a several-hour workshop that the Planning and Zoning Commission will run, and our consultants from McCormick Taylor, as well as our Planning and Zoning Director and her staff, will be involved in that workshop. That workshop focus is to go over some of the work that McCormick Taylor has already completed, get feedback from and direction from the commission members, and then we're going to dig into probably the hardest element in the comp plan. That's the future land use element. And that will allow the commissioners to really start to engage on a very personal level with our consultants as well as our staff. So that's March 8th workshop. Also, the commission has decided to schedule topics during their regular Thursday evening meetings. They're going to put those topics on the agenda so the public can see. And the chairman, Mr. Wheatley, has informed me that the purpose of that is to have the commission gain feedback from the public and engage the public on topics that will be publicly announced via the agenda. It could be as lofty as the future land use element, or it could be down in specific to a topic that the commission wants to talk about in a public setting. More importantly, that will allow the public to engage in that level of discussion between the commissioners, and if our planning staff will obviously be there, and if our consultants are available, we'll be there as well. It'll also afford the opportunity to the commissioners to ask and specifically request information and direction from the consultants. As all of this takes place, we obviously want to communicate that up to this body, because the council has the authority and ultimately the responsibility to approve the plan. So we've got to make sure that the council is aware of the work that's being done, so that come late in this calendar year, you're not provided a document that you have no idea what's inside it. So we're keenly aware of that and making sure that you all are kept informed. We're going to start scheduling updates on Tuesdays here with either the consultants or the planning staff to provide you real-time information as it relates to the work that's being done. And then we're going to continue to have those joint workshops that we had 2 weeks ago, probably in a different scope than what you saw two Tuesdays ago, more of a presentation about the work that has been completed, getting some direction from you, and then having that material well in advance so that you have the opportunity to really dig into some of the details. Next, we can announce that we're going to have public meetings scheduled, again, for the public to review the work that's being done. That's going to take place in April. We're going to pick five locations throughout the county, generally spread out throughout the five councilman districts. We're selecting locations right now. This will give the opportunity for McCormick Taylor to make a canned presentation about the work that's been done to date, and then it'll also give the opportunity for the public to weigh in. We're thinking about handing the microphone and giving them 3 minutes and saying, tell us what you think. That's something that we heard from the first round of public meetings, that the public wants the opportunity to engage and ask questions. And lastly, we envision a tentative time frame of late spring, early summer to start putting words to paper as it relates to the actual elements. And that's what elements will go into the comp plan, and that's what everyone, I think, is very anxious to start to see. We've got to build the house from the ground up, so we're still at the foundation level, but I know folks are anxious to see words on paper relating to the elements that will be drafted. And some elements will not have much change at all. We'll see a lot of what's in today's plan put right back into the update that's going to take place in 2018. I think that covers most of today's updates. I'll stop there and see if there's any questions.
Just a comment. The March 8th workshop is a Planning and Zoning Commission workshop, not a joint workshop.
That is correct, sir. Thank you.
Anybody can go that wants to, but it's open to the public, and it's P&Z and the consultants and doing their conversation.
That is correct. It is a public, open to public workshop. Location to be announced. It'll probably be at the West Complex again, if that's available. Certainly open to the public to sit in and watch the activity. It's designed for the commissioners and the consultants to work through specific details on the land use plan element.
Anything else?
Yeah. Is it possible as we go forward, there's elements of our current land use plan that aren't really controversial at all, and there's elements that are. Is there a possibility we could get a breakdown and even have it for the public, so that when the public comes up, we don't hear a lot of discussion maybe on areas where we see that there's probably no need to change, mm-hmm. but we might, and then the focus could be on the elements of what the people don't like.
Very good point.
I'd like to break, it'd be even easier, I think, for us to separate some of those.
A couple of examples would be the future land use element, which is going to be the first workshop with the consultants and the commissioners. That's going to be it's probably the most difficult element to get through. So that detailed work is starting now. On the flip side of that spectrum would be the historic preservation element, probably one of the more easy elements to take care of. Majority of the information in today's plan will end up in the new plan or the updated plan, and we're working through that. So we can divide that up to make it an easier process, Mr. Cole, and provide that to you.
Mr. Burton?
Will there be an area, the public comment that gets recorded, and will those comments be documented and housed somewhere so that when you later on, when you forgot about them, you don't have to search through the minutes of the planning and zoning meetings to find out the public comment on the planning and zoning?
Absolutely. So just as we receive public comments today via the website or these public meetings, and those are housed and filed on the comp plan's website, which is sussexplan.com, we will compartmentalize those public comments that take place in these meetings so that you absolutely don't have to read through the minutes and try to decipher what's being said. We'll take that material that's being worked on at the planning and zoning level and put that onto the website for you to review.
Thank you.
Anything else from council? Moving right along, sir.
Thank you. 5 of 5, here we go. County Administrator's Report, February 21st, 2017. Item number one, a reminder that council will not meet on February 28th. The next regularly scheduled council meeting will be held on Tuesday, March 7th at 10 a.m. Thank you, Mr. President, and members of council.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Cornwell, request for time extension.